Yeah, correct. I think that was 88 OD, John. And he seemed to, he did actually, apparently today he made a connection. I assume that's UHF. I haven't heard anyone talk about the VHF side. So interesting. And then, of course, Randy, the owner of the equipment that was there on Saturday, he said he connected. And his QTH would be Shelby Utica area. So it's there. It's just, something's quite up. It shouldn't be that hard to connect. And if it's working right, we really should be able to connect by HT from MISD classroom, because I'm hoping we can do that, because in the next meeting we get the permission to, you heard that Tom wanted it. There's a couple of the legacy members that wanted to try to come in early and, get the RF T-shirt. But we have to confirm that this is working before we make commitment to that, of course, naturally. So, yeah, good. I'm a little late to the party here. I've been watching the Discord and seeing what Darren and John and John are doing, and yourself and, and Randy. He's apparently made some adjustments to it. So, yeah, we'll get it working. That beacon is working, the APRS. I see that thing. That's fun. I got to play with that, too, now.